Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 8th. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Johnson. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Kendall and he is out. Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norris. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Bock moves to third. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bock scores. Pruitt moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to first to double up Bostock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Bocht moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Pruitt moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Randall reaches second base with a double. Cusick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Duffy moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Norris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris scores. Kuiper moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bocht is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Randall scores. Smalley moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley scores. Carew moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-4 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Pete Redfern now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bocht hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Randall bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Terrell moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terrell scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.